Handling this financial crisis while strengthening essential services such as education and public safety is a challenge I want to take on for the people of New York.
There it is from the horse's mouth. Mayor Bloomberg wants a third term. Joining us now is WNYC's Bob Henley to talk about what comes next. Bob, how's it going?
Well, that was some workhorse. Yes, he was.
So, Bob, tell us, what was the mayor's demeanor like during this press conference? You've covered hundreds of Bloomberg press conferences. How was yesterday's different?
I think it was very somber. Of course, we had the tragic news of the suicide death of the lieutenant involved with the taser incident. Generally, he was a little apprehensive. I mean, remember, he had to frame the nature of the crisis that meant he had to politically reverse himself. After belittling politicians who would change term limits to suit themselves as self-dealing, he now had to pivot with a certain elegance and point out that there was this, you know, he even made a historical parallel to the 20s, talking about this global credit crunch as a motivation for why he wanted to stay on.
Okay, so why does he want to stay on? I mean, we know the fiscal crisis is here, it's bad, he's got experience, but he's the only guy in New York who can save New York, who can shepherd New York through this crisis?
Well, it's hard, you know, politics and ego, it's all mixed up together. It's certainly an occupational hazard. But the mayor sees advances in education and the decline in crime and the quality of life and the fact that the city still is managing to hold on to some kind of economic success even in the throes of this downturn. He believes that it's too fragile and that these advances would be lost if he wasn't on hand. And there is no doubt that there is certainly at least an 18-month learning curve for anyone coming in to deal with 300,000 employees in a period of time of also national transition, considering you'll be having a new president.
It's kind of a fine line the mayor's walking, isn't it? I mean, he's saying, okay, I used to support term limits. Now maybe, you know, two's maybe not the right, maybe it's three. I mean, what's to say in 4 years it wouldn't be, well, maybe it's not three, maybe it's really four.
Well, it's true. New York City has been through other downturns, and we still don't know the nature of this legislation. The real star of this right now is Speaker Quinn, because she has also not yet made a decision technically. She's waiting till Monday for her caucus to get together. They're going to draft some kind of language. We still don't know, for instance, the mayor sounded like it was going to be a temporary one-time-only extension, and Quinn was speaking about a permanent repeal of it. So we still don't know how the bill is going to work out, and that really matters. There's also the question of sometimes just because you can legally do something doesn't mean it's necessarily right. And so there are a lot of good government groups and council people who feel that it should go back to voters, since voters, of course, have twice said loudly and clearly that they want term limits. They believe, these folks, there needs to be a special election in the spring to go back to voters and give them an opportunity to go thumbs up or thumbs down.
And as you know it, there is time to get a bill and get a vote, a referendum, by the spring. What was the reaction yesterday? You talked about Speaker Quinn, but what kind of bill are we looking at here?
Well, we don't know yet. And, of course, this means two-thirds of the council would get to stay put because they were going to be term limited out. It has, Congressman Wiener, who is, of course, he has a job in Congress, but he is, you know, the one who is saying basically Mayor Mike will give up the mantle of reform if he goes this way, because it does the optics of it look like the old-fashioned backroom deal where, you know, the mayor sits down with the speaker and says basically, listen, I don't want to leave this job, and then everyone else has to deal with it. There's a kind of feudalism to it. There's a kind of concern also that, you know, the mayor did a lot of greasing the skids here, met with major publishers who all these newspapers had, been very much in favor of term limits. They flipped as well. So there's a kind of cynicism out there. So Mayor Mike is dealing here with his potential legacy. You know, he may be able to get the third term, but at what price? That's the question.
All right. WNYC's Bob Henley
so
watching all things City Hall, where Mayor Bloomberg will go next. Will he stay in office? Will he have to step down after 4 years? Bob, thanks so much.